I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv Tuesday after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the army would resume its offensive in Gaza if Hamas did not resume the release of Israeli hostages by noon Saturday. Hamas said Monday no more hostages would be released until further notice. The group has accused Israel of violating the agreement with several deadly shootings, as well as delays of some humanitarian aid deliveries in Gaza. Protesters like Tel Aviv resident Abigail Tilmore called on Netanyahu to stick to the ceasefire agreement.
People are dying slowly but surely. They are desperate to get out of the underworld that Hamas built. And we have to save them while we can. Unfortunately, we are only pieces in the games of Bibi and our government.
Hamas has freed 21 hostages, while Israel has released more than 730 prisoners since the ceasefire took effect last month. The next exchange on Saturday calls for the release of three more Israelis in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners jailed by Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Mark Fogel to the White House late Tuesday, hours after the American was freed from Russia.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
Fogel had been detained in Russia since August 2021 for bringing medically prescribed marijuana into the country. He was convicted in 2022 and sentenced to 14 years in prison. This is VOA News.